Hi, Dreamer. Hey. I'm so glad you're here and that you've decided that you want to give this a try. You want to work on facing into your nightmares, into your bad dreams, and seeing if there is a way for you to process them and metabolize them that feels healing for you, that feels like growth, that feels like change. I want to say, first of all, you're very courageous for doing this. It takes a lot of courage to be willing to look at the things that our dreams are showing us about ourselves, about our situation, about our past, about the feelings and the experiences that are existing inside of our system, inside of our bodies. It takes a lot of courage to be willing to do that, and I just want to salute you. And I also want to say, I know that if you are suffering from nightmares, there's a good chance. There's a good reason. I'll say it like that, right? There's always a reason. And there might be ongoing reasons, right? There might be things going on in your life right now that are particularly difficult or challenging. And I just want to say, if you haven't really engaged with your own traumatic material or experience before, you're not really aware of your own triggers, or you are feeling like particularly unstable or ungrounded or unsure in this moment of whether you even want to do this, I just want to make sure you're feeling informed about your decision, and you recognize that throughout this whole thing, through everything I'm going to say in the next 20 or 30 minutes, you are in charge. This is your exercise, this is your exploration, and when you need to stop or slow down, or it's just not feeling good, then that's great. You don't have to do this. There's no one forcing you, and it's not even something that I ever want you to force, you know? And then at the same time, there is so much fear around facing our nightmares in general, right? There's so much fear about feeling our feelings. And I just again want to acknowledge there's so much courage you've already shown by seeing my page on my website, putting your email in, receiving this. There's something in you that wants to turn towards, and I want to honor that place in you as well. It's a strong place of knowing and just inviting you into the journey, into the exploration. And again, feeling as empowered as you possibly can to stop, pause, and forget about it whenever you want. And then inviting yourself continually to that edge just to see how far you can get, right? Wherever that may be for you right now. And again, it's something that we practice over time. So there's no wrong or right way. The other thing I want to say is, as we're going through this exercise, I would really encourage you and invite you to focus on one particular dream. I know with nightmares in particular, we can end up having repetitive themes, repetitive situations, places, people, things. We can also feel like it's the same dream over and over and over. But I would invite you to select one instance of the dream that stands out in particular. Maybe there was something a little bit different about that scenario, or maybe just for whatever reason you have a very clear memory of that particular dream. And that's going to help us, as we do our exploration, really hone in on the specific details that may be the most helpful for us as we're moving forward with the dream. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I want to invite you to find a really comfortable seat. There's going to be basically a meditation that I want to bring you towards. Then I give you some time to write and reflect. Then we'll do another meditation. And then I'll give you some time to write and reflect. So that's kind of going to be the flow. I think the whole recording probably will end up just about 10 or 12 more minutes, but I will invite you to pause it. And I do think overall about 30 minutes or so would be the most effective for you. So I hope you have that amount of time. And the first thing I just want to invite everyone to do is, to whatever extent that they can, enter into a place of relaxation. So now that we're in that place of relaxation, I want to explore grounding and support. This is truly the key. Sure, if you have done some exploration of your trauma in the past or even just difficult feelings in general, one of the most powerful ways that we can become better resourced and better able to hold space for whatever it is that is coming through our bodies and our hearts is through grounding in a sense of support. And when I say a sense of support, I do mean to be using those same faculties that produce our dreams, right? Our imagination, our capacity to visualize when our eyes are closed, right? Our active sort of guided imagination that can create images, thoughts, feelings, ideas, music. So much can come forth through our own creative selves, right? Without any external input. So we want to use those faculties to be able to create for ourselves a place I like to call home base, a home base inside of our mind's eye, inside of our inner world, where we feel safe, where we feel supported, where we feel loved, where we feel that we can speak our truth, and where we know that no matter what happens, we are okay. So you may already have some ideas about what this home base is for you, but I'm just going to go through a few questions and invite you to see what answers come up in your mind's eye and then reflect on them. So the first thing that I want you to go ahead and sort of put your attention on is if there was a place in your body right here and right now, it could be a sensation, it could be a physical place that you're aware of, it could be inside of your chest, it could be in your throat, it could be anywhere in your body. Is there anywhere in your body that you can feel? And you can feel the sensation of your body and that it feels good, it feels safe, it feels warm. Is there somewhere inside of you that feels like home? You can think it could be your gut, of course, it could be your heart space, but somewhere inside of your body that feels like home. And as you're making that journey to that space, the first thing I want you to visualize in that part of your body or wherever you are energetically, I want you to visualize some kind of door. Doesn't matter what the door, first thing that comes to your mind is good. Could it really be anything? It could be a door you go through all of the time. It could be a totally new door. It could be a gate. It could be a sewer cover, like a portal. It could be really anything, but something that you can pass through. And something that feels safe, something that feels secure, something that feels inviting. So, as you settle on what that door is, as soon as it's clear, you take that deep breath and you enter into that door. And when you enter into that door, you find yourself somewhere you have never been before, and yet it feels very familiar. And as you find yourself in this place, more presence enters the door. It could be another fellow human. It could be an animal. It could be a character. It could be your hero. It could be a musician or an artist. It could be anyone you want, but it's someone who, for you, embodies compassion, embodies love, embodies support. It could be a spirit or a guide. It could be an entity. But as you find yourself in this space, you are met by this guide that feels supportive. And as you're sitting with this guide, this entity, this spirit, this animal, it looks at you. And it tells you something very true about yourself that is very loving and affirming. And then it tells you another truth about yourself that is very loving and affirming. And it tells you that the support that they have to offer you is available for you at any time, whenever you may need it. And you just let that land for yourself. So we're going to go ahead now that we've explored home base a little bit. We're going to go back through the door. Your guide is going to come through the door as well, coming back more into the present moment. And I invite you just to go ahead and reflect what came up. What was the door like? Was it hard to imagine? What was the space like that felt supportive, that felt like a home base, that felt comforting? What was the presence that came in? Who was that? Or what was it? And what message did they have for you? What truth did they share about who you are that felt affirming? And you can look to the worksheet as well. I've kind of framed the question slightly differently, but hopefully will help you explore this concept of developing your sense of the home base. Okay, so now that we've reflected on that a bit, we're going to start turning toward the nightmare. Now, the idea of developing a sense of the home base, some kind of anchor, is so that as we turn towards the feelings that are very difficult or challenging or overwhelming, the images, we know that we have somewhere we can go within our imagination if we need to, whenever we need to. In fact, it can be with us right here and right now as we go into the dream itself. We don't ever have to be without our support if we don't want to be. We can always turn back towards that sense of safety, support, love that is available for us. Now, I know it can be very difficult to hold that space. It's way easier said than done. A little is a lot. So if you're struggling to get back to it or it feels hard, that's perfectly okay. You're not doing anything wrong. I think just acknowledging that it can exist, even if it's just a little bit right now, is a great start. And that's so important with this work of turning towards the nightmare and what it might have to show us or have, like, want us to come into contact with. Now, if you look at your worksheet, I gave you some squares that can maybe help with this exercise, but on here I'm just going to say it, which is I would like you to imagine your bad dream or your nightmare as if it is a comic book or a storyboard or a graphic novel, meaning it has different scenes that can be illustrated within like one square of a storyboard. So we're trying to map out our dream through the images that we actually saw, experienced, and engaged with, and let them be pieced together rather than imposing. Sometimes we can impose a story onto a dream after we've had it without really sinking in moment by moment. And it's so important to give our dreams that honor, right, and that respect, that the information that they are imparting with us has its own intrinsic value. It's not just our interpretation of them that has value. So we want to bring our attention to the details. Now, again, I know your dream might be very challenging, full of difficult details. I want you to, again, to just keep resourcing yourself with that sense of support and your own sense of your own courage and strength. Again, you wouldn't have downloaded this if there wasn't some part of you that's ready to face whatever it is your dreams are trying to get you to face. I truly, truly believe that. You are probably way, way stronger than you give yourself credit for. I don't even know you, but that is such a pervasive thing. I will bet that there's a good chance you're stronger than you think. You're stronger than you know. So, as you're looking at each scene in the dream and you're mapping them out on the paper, again, you can take the squares on that you see on the worksheet and just put them into a notebook. And as you look at the dream in this form, I want you to identify which square, which scene, which image in the dream has the most powerful, most deep, most impactful, emotional, somatic weight, right? Sometimes we call this the heat. Where was the heat in the dream? Where did the impact really hit? And be open to how that might be different than how than you would expect. Like sometimes it doesn't hit us emotionally or doesn't have the depth when the very traumatic thing happens. Sometimes it's a later scene, something else that occurs that actually holds the emotional weight. And that's important to notice. So again, inviting you just to sort of scan through the scenes, the images within your dream, and identify which one had the most emotional weight. And once you identify that scene, I want you to venture with your mind's eye into the felt experience of the moment of that in the dream. And again, I know I'm not asking you to do this lightly in the sense that I feel like, or I hope there's nothing in my words and what I'm saying that would imply that this is not very difficult, because it is. And that it might be painful or scary. It probably is. This is where we really want to lean on that idea that that support is available for us to feel in any moment, even when we're scared, even when we're hurting. So just doing whatever we can to feel in. When I say feel in, I mean allowing ourselves to re-experience the emotional character, weight, the somatic embodied experience of that dream moment. If you ever feel overwhelmed through this, just go back to home base. I always like to tell clients, a little is a lot when it comes to dreams. They're very potent. They're very potent. So if you're able to just feel that very potent moment of emotion, that's a lot. If you are able to get there pretty easily, or you're finding yourself in that emotion, you're able to access it, what I would invite you to do is very intentionally bringing that embodied presence of compassion, support, and love that you took note of in the earlier exercise. Bring that in to this dream moment, to this challenging dream moment that you had. What does that feel like? What does that feel like to have both in the same scene? So we're going to sit with that. There's like some questions again on the worksheet that could be helpful for you to just explore and reflect what it was like. And you've probably noticed this exercise is very, very simple. So I encourage you to take it like for its simplicity as well, in the sense that you can feel into that moment of the dream, come out of it, feel into feeling supported, come out of it, try to bring them together and see what happens. See what happens. And that's really at the core of it. Again, there's another part where we talk about what feelings came up, were they familiar, how could they relate to the dream material, the details in the dream, and are some more clarity coming to light? So again, an underlying assumption with this whole exercise is that allowing yourself very simply to let your body fully experience the felt somatic experience of what was like to be in that dream moment is the medicine. That is the medicine. That is what will make the change. And the clarity and the understanding that will come in time, and it will arise naturally, not through some effortful interpretation, but through a relaxed, embodied walk with the felt experiences of the dream itself. So you did it. You came all the way to the end here. I really hope this was helpful for you and wasn't too drawn out. Please give me some feedback. That's what I live for. I always want to know how things are landing, and that's helping me learn and grow. And so that's just so appreciated from anyone who has the time to just let me know how that was for you and what came up. And yeah, thank you again so much. I hope you can come back to this or use the worksheet to continue to deepen your exploration of how your dreams could be trying to help you.